advertisement.
Have I told you about Shein? Shein is the best, the cheapest online clothing and lifestyle retailer I have ever found. Shein sells some of my favorite clothing that is up to date on literally every trend. For example, cow print. When you go to Shein and look up cow print, there is 378 results. You guys, I am not kidding. This is the real deal. Oh, by the way, a literal cami top, which could not be more in right now, is $5. They are not messing around, you guys. When you go to the link in my description of this episode right now, you can check out the New Year's deals that are anywhere from 30 to 80% off site-wide. I know I'm making a big deal about this, guys, but if you haven't ordered from Shein before, I totally recommend it. Again, you can go to the link in my description of this episode to check out the amazing deals, and I just want to thank Shein so much for sponsoring this episode.
Hey guys, just realized that this is the first episode of 2021, so hopefully it lives up to the hype, but I am feeling good that 2020 is over, and let's just get rid of Corona. Let us have that be the goal of this year. All right, let's get into it. Sorry about that.
This is My Strange Addictions.
Hey guys, welcome back to My Strange Addictions. Today's podcast episode is Wizard 101. So before we get into that, this is my... Okay, in the past 7 days, I have recorded 5 episodes of this podcast. So this is the 5th in the past 7 days, one each day that I've recorded one. And this might sound weird, but, like, I don't know. I have some drive to record this podcast for some reason that I don't generally have with obsessions. Like, usually I probably would have been done by now. And yeah, I have a ton of episodes recorded. And it's not something that I carry at all into my schoolwork, although I kind of wish I could. But just something that I thought I'd bring up that's kind of weird. Also, only like 2 of them are going to end up actually going up. They're very bad, but I'm still recording, which I think is more than I expected of myself. So just wanted to say that. Just a weird thought that I had in my mind as I started recording this. But today we are talking about Wizard 101. Just a quick summary. I kind of expect you, if you're listening to this, just do a little research on what it is. You don't need to do a whole essay analysis or anything. Just maybe look up what I'm talking about so that I don't have to, like, kind of explain anything, because I kind of just want this to flow naturally, you know what I mean? But Wizard 101 is a children's game that came out in 2008, I think. And basically, it's a free-to-play game until you need a membership. It's a membership game, monthly or up to yearly. And it's targeted at little kids. Well, not little, like 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds. And basically, it's a glorified card game with tons of monsters that you fight, pets and stuff, all this stuff. Super fun. You get houses. But now I'm kind of going to get into how I discovered it. So, first of all, the first time I ever heard about it was, weirdly enough, on Disney Channel. So, it was just like a Disney ad. I didn't actually have Disney Channel as a kid. I watched either Disney Channel shows on Netflix like Jesse, or I was at my friend's house watching them, because every like Saturday or something, I think I would go to my friend's house when I was really little and watch Disney Channel with her. So they would always, and this was like in 2009 or 10, so it's when it was a relatively new game, and they would air commercials constantly. I still remember how it ended. It had like the main like Dumbledore character basically always in it, and it looked fun, but I don't know. I know that ads must work, but like for some reason, even though that's something that looked like it'd be fun for me, maybe it looked too hard. I guess I was super little. I was like 5 or 6. So I never actually played it when I first found out about it. Fast forward from age 5 or 6 to 2013, 14. Sorry, readjusting the mic. Fast forward to 2013 or 14 when I am calculating, 9 or 10, I think. When I'm 9 or 10, yeah. I was playing on armorgames.com, which, if you don't know, I feel like for me it was a staple, but I'm sure people don't know what it is. It's kind of just this like game website where you can just play online games. And the ads are targeted towards the game that you kind of play, which is something that I slowly have realized over time. So I've always kind of been into like magic. You know, I was a born Slytherin and Harry Potter fan. I know one of my most millennial traits, kind of disappointing, but because I was playing so many games or looking up keywords like magic, or wizards and stuff, I'm sure that an algorithm, even in 2013 or 14, I really don't know the exact time, would have pretty easily picked up on me liking magic. So an ad came up for Wizard 101, and this time it was enough because it advertised all the houses that you could be, which I thought was super cool. So I clicked on it, and it took me to this website. You didn't have to download the game right. It was a downloadable game, but you didn't have to download it right away. You got to take this test that sorted you into a house. It was super fun. I was able to read, I guess, yeah, because I was 10. You start reading when you're 5, so I've been reading for 5 years. It's been a long time. I can't believe I'm saying that. I never thought I would say that. It gives you this test, and there is, oh my gosh, I have to think about it. I think there's 7 different, or oh, maybe, you know what? I think it's called schools, not houses. There's 7 different houses that you can be sorted into, and I was sorted into the most boring house I've ever heard of. I was sorted into Balance. So I'll tell you what the houses are. There's fire, pretty reasonable. Ice, weirdly, not water. Life, death, makes sense. Myth and storm, super weird. Storm is basically just spicy water, and then balance. And of course, who would want to be balanced because it's basically just sand? Like, no, why would I? Anyways, I was sorted into that, and I downloaded the game because I was still wanting to play, and I couldn't really get past. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I have to keep readjusting. I'm not comfortable yet. I couldn't really get past the fact that I was playing a subpar how school. So the thing about balance is that life and death, myth and storm, fire and ice, they're all opposites of each other. And balance didn't have an opposite. Like, what would it be? Chaos? They didn't have that. So balance was also kind of alone in that way. And when I started the game, I played for some time under the Balance House, but honestly, I was not having it. So I was in like the main square in the main city, and I chatted to this girl that was standing next to me, and I was like, how are you like life house? Like, how did you become that? Because I thought for some reason, because like I didn't read everything because I was still at the stage where if I could skip reading, I would. So I was like, how did you become life? Like, I didn't understand how you could become that. And she was like, oh, at the beginning of the game. I didn't realize that Balance was a house or a school. I'm just gonna keep saying house because that's what it seems like. I didn't realize that it was a house, so I didn't really understand the whole process. But she was like, oh, it's at the test at the beginning of the game. Like, you can't switch it now. And I was like, well, heck, what do I do? So I made another profile under that account. You can have multiple profiles under one account, which is, I feel like kind of unique to that. To, well, I mean, not super unique, but kind of like having a whole, well, no, actually, that's not that unique to that game. But I started a new one, took the test, got Lifehouse. So I can't believe I just admitted that I'm not truly a Lifehouser. Although, I guess I kind of am, because that's, you know, for example, in Harry Potter, he's supposed to be a Slytherin, but he he wants to be a Gryffindor and therefore is one. So because I wanted to be a Lifehouser, I kind of was. Also, I probably would have switched to life anyways, because the girl that I asked was life and she was so helpful. So I kind of wanted to honor her. But moving on. Another reason why I got super hooked was that I think this was my fourth grade year. So 2013, this was 2013. So fall of 2013, I was in fourth grade. I was over my original Animal Jam phase. If you listen to that episode, I have gone back multiple times and would again. I was over that though. So I was moving on to a new game and this was the perfect time to get obsessed with one. So for a reason that I'll get into in a very short while, I had a lot more time on my hands than I did, especially screen time on my hands, than I had in prior years. And so I pretty quickly went through the free-to-play portion of Wizard 101. So the game is structured that, unlike Animal Jam, the game is structured like you can basically do everything up to a certain point and then everything is like members only. Whereas Animal Jam is like you can do everything to an extent, but like everything actually good is members only. So it's just different ways of stealing money from little kids and their parents' credit cards. But I went pretty quickly through the free-to-play part, which you're kind of supposed to do. You're supposed to get hooked, and I did. And I wanted to play. And you know what? I did. And the only reason I know a lot of kids have struggles with getting their parents to buy them games, but I think what really put my parents over the edge and letting me get it, like a membership or whatever, is that my brother is a gamer, kind of. Like, not like a gamer, but like he played a lot of online, or not online games, like download games, video games. So to them, like, what I was buying versus what he was buying was kind of way less. So it was, they didn't look at it as a lot because they were comparing it to their only comparator, which was my brother. So I got the membership. Super excited. So now I'm going to get into why I had so much time on my hands. This is pretty weird and not graphic, but in fourth grade, I think I was 10. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I was. Yeah, I was 10, probably. But in fourth grade, I got sick every single week. I was, like, vomit sick every single week. All I think all of at least first quarter. But what was weird about this, it wasn't like I was sick all the time. It's like this is where it gets really weird. I was sick every Monday. I literally know how that sounds. That sounds like I wanted to skip school, but at the time I didn't have animosity towards school, and I wasn't jaded about school the way that I am now. So I didn't want to not go to school necessarily. Like sometimes everybody does, but not as much then as now. So I really wasn't faking it. I mean, I was getting sick every morning as I woke up, which was honestly disgusting. And so I don't really know, like, because I was so young, I actually don't know what my parents thought was going on. I don't know. Maybe they were scared. I wasn't scared. I was just like, okay, well, I get sick every week now. And honestly, I did look at it as a plus because, like, though I didn't want to skip school if I was going to get to, like, it's exciting because the biggest thing, it was always a rule in my family that if you were sick from school, then you got to be on TV all day. Although later in my childhood, my parents did not hold up their end of the bargain on that. But that is a conversation between me and them. They will hear me saying on their deathbed. I'm kidding. But so I was home every Monday, and that is why I went through Wizard 101 so quickly and started and needed the member or wanted not I didn't need the membership, but I felt that I needed the membership. So that's kind of the reason behind that. But my brother, now, he is so contradictory towards me. It's obvious. I mean, like, obviously, he's a sibling, but he was very offended by Wizard 101. And I'll explain. He had multiple reasons at the time, and I'm sure that he obviously wouldn't care now. But the first one was that he always complained that it was just a card game. So the actual gameplay of Wizard 101 consists of doing quests and basically defeating different creatures and people and monsters. And the way you defeat them is that you get in this little arena, and then it is a card game. You literally play cards, which cast spells. And he strongly was bothered by the fact that it wasn't live reaction. So you didn't need to, like you had time to think, you had a timer to play and stuff, which for some reason bothered him. And because I wasn't growing up playing games the same way as him, of course. Another thing was the membership. He did not like that I had to get a membership. He has kind of always been against stuff like that. I'm against the idea of it, but also, like, I just don't care that much. And if I want to play it, I want to play it. Like, I just don't care if I feel like it's a reasonable price. Or, yeah, like, if I want to play it, I'm gonna play it. Like, I don't care. It was, like, the perfect game for me. Like, I've always been obsessed with Magic, so it was perfect, and I resent him for thinking that it's not a good game. But, yeah, I think that's the main reasons he opposed it. But one thing he was kind of right about is that you can still, after the membership, there's, like, obviously in-game stuff you can buy. And I did spend a lot of money. Like, I had a really, really small, well, not really, really, bigger than most people. I had an allowance when I was 10, I think it was like $3 a week or something. I'm not 100% sure, but I would spend all my money on Wizard 101. And honestly, I still do not regret it to this day, even though everybody told me I would regret it. Like, I just, like, I'm glad that I had fun at the time, and I don't know what else I would put it to. Like, I don't, but I did spend lots of money during my obsession. So that's definitely something that people want me to that the haters want me to regret, but that I just don't and won't. Some things I remember about, like, the in-app purchases. Some things I remember about the in-app purchases is that throughout the year, I'm not sure how long I necessarily played it for, but it was probably at least 6 months. Doesn't sound like that. Well, I don't know. It kind of does to me, but it was a long time. Something about them is that they were constantly changing, and they had blind boxes. And this is going to be the more episodes that come out, but it's going to be a more obviously recurring theme. I love blind boxes. So they had these little card packets that would come with items, and they had rare items and pets and all this stuff in the store. So you could either buy something guaranteed for 1,000, I think it was like crowns was the currency. Like, it was just a little crown. Or you could pay 400 crowns for a chance at something even better, but likely not. And that's what I did because I was 10. Like, I don't know why people, I don't know why, like, I'm just gonna use my brother's, like, why would he expect, like, he was 15 and I was 10, why would he expect me to think, to know better than doing that? And you know what, I still stand by it because it was fun. Like, I had fun doing it, and that's what I'm gonna raise my kids on, that if I have kids, is that, you know what, you don't regret it because you had fun, and you would spend it on something else now, but now is not then. So that's just my opinion on that. And yeah, trying to think. Oh, okay. So, oh yeah. Okay. I'm not going to go more in depth about the sick thing, but basically I got a bunch of blood tests. And I had to stay home for, like, an entire week one time, and then it, like, all went away randomly. So I don't know, maybe I'm still sick, but that's just kind of a closure on that. Oh my god, this is kind of embarrassing. So, actually, I don't know. When I was kind of cool though, kind of iconic. But when I was in the game, I wanted to get ahead faster because there's these worlds basically in the game where you like travel across the intergalactic whatever, you know. And when you get to a new world, it's really exciting. You level up, get more pets, get more items, etc. And I needed help. I wanted somebody that was better than me to basically carry me. And I literally have no idea how I found him, but I got a boyfriend. And he was definitely like, he said he was 18, you guys, but like, not guys, like I didn't do anything actually bad. It was like whatever game you've played, you've probably maybe had like a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a significant other where it's just like, it's all a joke. But I didn't really, obviously I was 10, I didn't even understand what that was. So it's not like anything actually happened, but he said he was 18, but I mean, for all I know, he wasn't a he, and for all I know, he was my age too, because honestly, if he was 18, he would have known better, because I doubt I ever said that I was 18, so I really, really don't think he was 18, and he wasn't creepy, like he didn't do anything creepy. I don't want to get more into that, but he carried me, and I have gone on to Wizard 101 since then. He's still my friend. I would really like to know who that person is. Like, that would be a very interesting, I guess, podcast episode, talking to my online game boyfriend. That'd be very weird. So, another thing that I was always super obsessed with in the game was the opposite house of my own. Like, I've already specified that I was put into the balance house, then the life house, and I would have chosen the life house even if I wasn't put into it by the test. But for some reason, as I played more and more of the game, I got obsessed with death house, which was like the opposite house to mine. Like, very, very weird, because I had the choice to be death. And I think the reason that I was so obsessed with it, and honestly, every house that wasn't mine, is because the grass is always greener, and I was bored of life, and I wanted new spells. So one way I could live vicariously through the death house was pets. So in the game, pets is like this, I don't know how they thought of this, but obviously pets are in a lot of games, but in this game, the way of acquiring them is so specific and weird. You can get them through boss kills, like killing bosses, monsters. It can be like a 0.1% or like a 1% chance on one boss, and it can be a super good pet, and people like try to farm it. Or you can like breed pets to get like hybrid pets. This is something that I was very obsessed with, breeding like life pets with dark pets. So I would spend like weeks, maybe like a month, on like trying to get the chance to get one pet or getting a pet, instead of focusing on my quests, because honestly, the game without everything surrounding it, obviously animations, but pets, like mini games, mini quests, friends, all competition, like competitive PvP, like all this stuff, the game at its root is like not that exciting, but it's like basically Dungeons and Dragons if everybody had the same rules to Dungeons and Dragons. If you play Dungeons and Dragons and you know what Wizard 101 is, don't react to that because it's very, very off. But it's like a good way to think about it, kind of. So they had, there were so many pets, and I really didn't need them because they didn't do much unless you're in PvP and like everything matters. But I just wanted them so bad, and obviously I would spend money on them. I would go to stores to get like codes, and there was just so many unique and obscure ones that like there was always another one I could get, and like they were kind of like a status symbol because they could be so unique. Like, you could really personalize them to yourself because there were so many. Like, whoever created the game, like, really thought it out because they spent so much time making, like, just weird things like pets. But, yeah, definitely something I wasted time on. But, again, I still feel like it wasn't even a waste of time. Digging a little bit deeper into the pet issue, there's this, like, Wizard 101 Wikipedia, but, like, Wizard 101pedia or whatever, and they had, the way I found out about all the pets is I was probably on there for something technical in the game, and then I found this whole list of pets, and there's literally, like, thousands of them. It's crazy. And I would, when I was not playing the game, I would read these pages, and at some points, I honestly think I was reading these wiki pages more, just, like, reading all these pets and how to get them, and it was so hard to do, because if you didn't have friends playing the game, like, you couldn't really breed at this time. Like, this is before they added things that made it possible to breed on your own, but I would just spend hours doing that, and one time, we were going on this car trip, and I wasn't allowed to use screens for whatever reason, because my parents were trying to keep me from becoming what I am now, which is just a screen addict. And that's okay. But, well, it's, don't strive for it, but it is what it is. I literally printed out hundreds of pages of pets, like, printed out a Wikipedia page of Wizard 101 pixel, like, just pixels, pets, just to read about them and find out. Like, this is why I don't read books. Because look at what you can do. You can print out, instead of reading a book, I did print out Wikipedia pages of Wizard 101 pets. And my mom got mad at me because it was such a waste of ink, obviously. Because, of course, smart little me didn't understand that colored ink costs more than black and white. And I used color for the few little pictures that were drawn. But also, every page had a tint to it, so it wasted so much ink. Pretty big mistake, but, you know, didn't really get it, so.
Advertisement. Today's episode is sponsored by Scentbox. I have been talking about it on my YouTube channel. I've been talking about how I've been getting super into fragrances. Example, perfumes, colognes, etc. And the thing about fragrances is that they're super expensive. Well, high quality ones. And if I'm gonna get super obsessed with something, I'm gonna go all in. The fact that we're in a pandemic makes it super hard to be into fragrances right now. Normally, you could just go to a store, smell some fragrances, and decide which ones you wanna buy. But right now, every store does not have testers, so there's no way to know what fragrance you are buying before you buy it, and you could end up spending $60 to $100 on a perfume that you end up hating. Scentbox is the perfect solution. So listen. Scentbox will send you a new fragrance every single month that is designer. They have brands like Gucci, Marc Jacobs. They have celebrity fragrances like Britney Spears. They have, like, everything you could literally want. Yves Saint Laurent, the mispronunciation was real, but whatever. You get what I'm saying. They'll send you a new fragrance every month of 0.3 ounces, which is a little bit bigger or smaller than a travel size, depending, for a cheap, cheap price, $14.95 a month. And here is where it gets better. For your first month, you can get a designer fragrance, yeah, that can include literal Gucci, you guys, for $9.72 with free exchanges and shipping. And if you don't like it after the first month and you realize, oh my God, wait, this is like my signature perfume and I just want to buy the full one, guess what? You can cancel it any time. If you want to learn more about Scentbox or just want to get right into it, you can go to the link in my description for $5 off your first month. Actually, you know what? A little bit more than $5 off.
One time, I remember that at school, for some reason, I brought up Wizard 101 because, like, when I'm obsessed with something, like, hardcore obsessed with something, that's all I can think about. I mean, not actually, but, like, to an extent. So I brought up the game at school, and my friends said they played it, like two of them or something. And when I hear that, like, I automatically assume that that means that they're obsessed to the extent that I was, when in reality, like, people are just so much more casual with everything they do than me. So instead of getting to level 20 or whatever, like, I know that doesn't mean anything to you guys, but instead of getting to level 20 in a week, like, they would just take their time and just play the game, like, occasionally. But I heard it, I understood it as they were going to be finishing the game with me. So one day I was like, oh, well, you guys should, like, we should all play together. And so I didn't have an iPod. That was, by the way, was, like, my first, like, device, I guess. I didn't have an iPod or anything at the time, so I had no way of contacting them. So I was just like, all right, let's set up a time. Like, how archaic does that sound? Let's set up a time to go on Wizard 101 to meet, and a place in the game. And they were not members because, again, they weren't obsessed. So I was super excited that night. I told my parents, and I went on and waited 5 minutes, and that was enough to know that they weren't coming. So I logged off and started reading my Wikipedia pages. So the next day, I was not mad. I was just, like, a little disappointed, because I was excited to play with them. And then I asked them, and they were like, well, we were there, but we didn't see anyone else. So it was just us three, and none of us saw each other at all. So that was a very unexplained thing to me. I didn't necessarily believe them, but if you're listening right now, I believe you guys now, because I found out, obviously, a lot later, which is not something that I would have understood then, but there's different, like, servers in any given game, and we just all went on random servers because it doesn't ask you which one you want to go to when you join the game, so it just takes you to, a random one. We were all on different ones, of course, and we missed each other, and that was unexplained. Did you guys just hear me crack my back? It was loud. And that was an unexplained mystery for me for years, so very, very weird. So I was never banned from this game like I was Animal Jam, so I still have my account. And I think the last time that I went on the game was last year. And, you know, I got a membership, of course, because I had to play. And it was on sale. It was a Black Friday. I guess it was a little over a year ago now. But I think they had a Black Friday sale or something, and I got a discount on the membership. And, you know, I got obsessed with playing for a while because literally it is so fun. Like, if my friends played this game, like, I would really go in because this game is honestly so fun. And you can literally pick up, if you ever stop playing, you can literally pick up. And it's something that haunts me that I'll probably for the rest of my life be on and off paying for this random membership of Wizard 101 with, like, 2008 graphics, which, by the way, I love them, although I think I read something recently that they changed them, so a few other things I've done regarding Wizard 101, oh my god, this is so embarrassing. One time I went to a Target with a notebook, and scratched off, oh my god. Oh, this was not a good point. I scratched off. They have these gift cards that just have, like, pets on them and stuff that you can get in game, that you can buy at stores, or they did at the time. And I scratched it off and wrote down the code because I didn't have an iPod. I wrote down the code and put it back because I was obsessed. This is not a fine moment. And I tried it at home, and it didn't work because, little did I know at the time, basically those gift cards are useless until you activate them, and to activate them, you have to buy them. So I didn't end up stealing, even though I thought I did. But I'm actually glad I didn't, because I'd probably feel a lot worse if it was successful. Still feel bad, though, because that was kind of a trash moment, but another thing, I posted literally coming up on a year ago. Wow, that's crazy. I posted on my Instagram at trigtrig, T-R-Y-G, T-R-Y-G, a Wizard 101 post, because I was like, you know what? I know two friends that have played, but there's got to be more. There's got to be more of my community out there. And I was like, what house are you in? What house were you guys in? And I was like, I was in life. And then I put, like, the teacher. Like, every house has a teacher. And mine, I forget her name. She was, like, a cow with makeup. And I was like, I was life. And then I had to edit it later, the description of the post, because so many people were telling me they were ICE. And I don't know. Like, I genuinely have some sort of prejudice against the ICE type. I think it's so annoying. If you're ICE type, like, just, it's like, the best way I can equate it is to, like, Leos, in the Zodiac, or, so, I had to change it to, if you're ICE, don't comment, but a lot of ICE people just still did, because Leos would do the same. No offense, it's just a generalization. No actual malintent there, but I found some pretty good death and other people, and it was very, very exciting. So, I've kind of exhausted myself. I'm very happy to record this episode. I literally love Wizard 101. I love revisiting those days. And if you want to play Wizard 101 with me, literally please DM me on Instagram. I will play it at the drop of a hat. Like, literally. So, yeah. If you enjoyed, make sure to come back next week. And I'll talk to you guys then. Bye.